It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Pluto's not a planet anymore, but there may be a new ninth planet. Maybe. We'll check out some of the latest mysteries in the world of astronomy.
First, Wisconsin lawmakers are looking for ways to reduce the number of crashes between motorized vehicles and Amish buggies and wagons.
While not a new concern, two recent fatal accidents have brought the issue to the forefront. In November, an Amish father of six was killed when the wagon that he and his 10-year-old son were in was struck by a pickup truck driven by a suspected drunk driver. Then just last week in Clark County, the driver of a horse-drawn buggy was killed when his spooked horse turned in front of an oncoming logging truck.
Republican State Representative Bob Culp of Stratford joins us now to talk about efforts to increase safety for Amish drivers through better outreach and communication with the community. Representative Culp, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure to be on with you.
Well, you're interested in looking at safety issues for Amish buggies on the road. Why now?
Well, there have been a number of tragic accidents or crashes in our area, one as late as last week. With an Old Order Mennonite buggy west of Dorchester. But, you know, this happens altogether too often in my way of thinking out in especially the rural parts of the state, of course, where the Amish and Old Order Mennonite communities are. But I believe the time is right for us to take a look at it and say what will make sense for to protect all of the citizens of the state, both those in vehicles and those in buggies.
Do you have a sense of how often these crashes between motor vehicles and buggies do happen?
I don't have the data right in front of me, but there have been two in the last two or three months in just within a 30-mile drive of my place. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that I believe can be avoidable for the most part, and I think that's why it's time to take some steps.
What kind of safety regulations are already out there that apply to buggies and wagons that are being used on public roads?
Well, they obviously need to have markings of some sort, but the issue, I think, is that it's not visible as it can be. I mean, if you can imagine yourself driving in a snowstorm or even a fog or any type of lack of visibility, and you have oncoming headlights coming your way from a vehicle, a standard motor vehicle, it really tends to obscure and blind anything that is there. And I think that the perception is that, hey, we're well lit. I'm thinking of it from the Amish community perspective. We're well lit, but when in reality, they're almost totally obscured. So, as far as regulations, they need to have slow-moving vehicle signs. Some of them do, but then there are issues with those actually fading out over time as well.
So any kind of light required on the vehicles or just reflectors?
Reflectors and lights are required, but again, if you have little bitty lights that are driven by a battery that are red, they are simply not visible as, you know, your modern taillights or even any taillights of a typical vehicle.
And I've read that these buggies can actually be ticketed if they're not in compliance. Do you know if that happens a lot?
I don't know if it happens a lot. I think that probably is something that local sheriffs give some flexibility to, shall we say. But, again, I don't know how uniformly those things are enforced around the state.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of these buggies have slow-moving vehicle signs. I think that's the orange triangle. And then it's got some red lights. What would you like them to have?
You know, one of the interesting things about the Amish community is the fact that each sect is a little bit different in terms of each one of the congregations has autonomy. There are some congregations around the state that actually believe that the triangle is something that for some reason their belief says we can't do this. The difficult thing will be finding something that is DOT compliant, first off, something that isn't used on another type of vehicle. For instance, you could say a white strobe light, but those are typically used for buses. So we need to find something that is unique enough that says, here is a horse-drawn vehicle, and something that kind of cuts through the middle of where the Amish congregations are. And basically, because there are some groups of the Amish congregations that would not make any changes to the current. And I don't know that from the safety of the state's perspective that we can have that. So we're going to have to find something and say this is what DOT compliant and works for a majority of the congregations, therefore, and it protects the public from running into people. This is what we need to do. And trying to find that balance will be a challenge, but I think there are a number of us in the State Assembly and likely in the Senate that are up for it.
So it sounds like if you've got to walk that line, you're going to have the Amish community participating in that discussion. They're going to have to be giving you their voice on that.
Absolutely. There is going to be some of that going on, and I did have a conversation with three of the Amish leaders a couple of weeks ago in Wood County, and they seem to be as concerned as those particular congregations are very concerned about this, and I think they'd agree that something needs to be done. I think what gets lost sometimes is the fact that they aren't out there traveling at 55 miles an hour down a road to come upon a buggy or horse-drawn vehicle that's doing 10 miles an hour. So they don't see the danger in the way that we do. Obviously, they see it and they feel it intensely when one of their own is killed. But that is again, the challenge to get these people to the table. And I think many of them are willing. We'll just have to see how these negotiations continue to go.
We're talking with Representative Bob Culp of Stratford, looking at safety issues for Amish buggies on the road. And so far you've been talking about looking at how to mark these vehicles more clearly. What about educating drivers? I read about a crash last week that was caused by a drunk driver, and I don't know if more lighting would help that. What would you propose for the other side of the equation?
Well, and you certainly have a good point with that. There was the accident that happened west of Dorchester. Was a logging truck, I believe it was an oncoming logging truck, or possibly, I don't know the direction of travel, but the horse was spooked and turned out into the path of the log truck, and that's something that wasn't a lighting issue. It was a horse spooking issue. But education certainly has to be a component of it. I know that other states have done rules for the road and have had some extensive dialogue with the Amish and Mennonite, Old Order Mennonite community to try to get them to be promoting this. And I think that, you know, really everybody is interested in safety. There's just differences of opinion of how to get there and how much is education, how much is the way things just are, for instance, with a horse that spooks.
So you mentioned some other states that have substantial Amish populations. You've got Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Are there models there about how to deal with some of these things here in Wisconsin?
There are. Pennsylvania and Ohio, I believe, and I believe all three of them do, and they're the only three states in the United States that have a greater Amish population. We're actually number four, so it is something that's important. And their Department of Transportation have done some things in order to, you know, put together pamphlets and as I indicated before, reached out to the Amish and Old Order Mennonite communities in those states to just get the young drivers up to speed. Obviously, we in the non-Amish and Old Order Mennonite community, we do that with driver's education, and the other states have found it wise to do that with their young people in those communities.
Officials in Wood County met with about 30 members of the local Amish community last week to talk about these safety issues, and I understand there was an effort there to raise funds to buy that required lighting for some of these Amish vehicles. Is that an approach you can see working in other areas of the state?
I had not heard about that specific meeting. I think that certainly any way that communities can work together to make it make sense. And I would question whether money is the issue. It's probably more a matter of finding that fine balance of where of what the state needs from the DOT's perspective and what is good for the communities. That being said, any efforts like that, I applaud and I think it's great.
Do you think that drivers who live in these counties with denser Amish populations, do you think they are aware? Is there any sort of baseline literacy about road safety when it comes to sharing the road with these vehicles?
Well, I certainly know that you can't drive in Clark Wood or really Western Marathon County isn't quite as prolific, but the district that I represent, you can't drive in those communities without being very aware as a local resident that you are sharing the road. The challenge is visibility issues, but also when people from out of state or out of the area come in to visit is probably where the bigger challenge is. But then again, it really doesn't take a long time at all for you to close in on a vehicle if you're traveling at 55 miles an hour and they're doing, 5 to 10 miles an hour. That distance is made up in a heartbeat, and that is why the visibility is such an important thing.
Now, as we wrap up, I've read that your parents were both born into Amish families. Does that give you any special perspective on this?
Just for clarification, my mom was born into an Amish family. My dad was born into an Old Order Mennonite family. Mm. They traded in their vehicle for a car about 2 years before I was born, so I never had that opportunity. I believe it gives me the ability to see and to understand how these different sects, different congregations work together. And hopefully will give me some insight. But that being said, I think that safety and sharing the road and all of those things are something that really is a dialogue that we need to continue.
Representative Culp, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Republican State Representative Bob Culp of Stratford. He joined us to talk about efforts to decrease the risk of traffic accidents for Wisconsin's Amish community.